We're going to start from the Gemara on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis. We finished this off last week a little bit, but we're going to just to make this make sense. So we're going to start back from the Gemara. What? Yeah, Amalei Reb Chisa LeRav Nachman, Nechemya Talmidcho Shari B'Tzar, which is about 5-6 lines up from the bottom of Mem Gimel Amud Beis. Okay, so the story was like this. Amalei Rav Chisa to Rav Nachman. So Rav Chisa told Rav Nachman, Nechemya Talmidcho Shari B'Tzar, your student, your Talmid, Nechemya, walked out of the Tchum, and now he's B'Tzar, he can't get back into the Tchum, he's too far out of the Tchum. So Amar Loi, so Rav Chisa, so Rav Nachman said, Asei Loi Mechitza Shal B'nei Adam V'Yikonis. Create a Mechitza out of people, create a wall out of people, and through that wall, he'll be able to get back into the Tchum, because as we're going to see, once he's within that group of people, that's all considered one area, and he can walk the whole distance of the area, and then he'll end up walking back into the Tchum, and he'll be once he's back into the Tchum, he can go from there wherever he wants. Okay, so now that was what he told him. Yosef Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Achuri de Rava. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak was sitting behind Rava. But Yosef Rava Kameid de Rav Nachman, and Rava was sitting in front of Rav Nachman. Amalei Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak le Rava. So now these two, I guess, students, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said to Rava, My kami boy leila Rav Chista. What was the shaila to Rav Chista? Because Rav Chista originally asked the question. He said, "What should we do? How should we get Nechemya back in here?" So what was his two tzdadim of his suffic shaila of whether or not it was mutter? What was his question? So ilema b'demoli gavra askinon. If we're talking about where you had enough people to create a circle, v'kami boy leila halach hilchazak Rav Gamliel. And if his halach was his halach suffic, whether or not we paskin like Rav Gamliel, because remember we paskin last week in the Gemara previously on Mem Gimel or Mem Beis and Mem Beis, that we paskin like Rav Gamliel, that when you have a mechitza around you, you're allowed to consider that entire area, even if it's larger than Dalet Amos, like your own Dalet Amos. So the question is whether we paskin like Rav Gamliel, or Dilma, or maybe even if we don't paskin like Rav Gamliel, but the loy mala gavra asking, and we don't have enough people to surround you. And then he had a different question. Halacha k'Rabbi Eliezer, ayin halacha k'Rabbi Eliezer. Do we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer, as we're going to learn later, that holds that even if a person accidentally walks out of his tchum, if he's within two amos outside of the tchum, he's still considered close enough to return back into the tchum. That's Rabbi Eliezer Shita, as we'll see. Rabbi Eliezer held that the measurements of 2,000 amos wasn't precise, so if you're within 2,000 amos right outside the border, that's fine, you can walk back in. So again, the question is whether or not we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer to come back into the tchum. So the Gemara says, Pshita b'doloi malagavir askin. It must be the cases we're talking about where there are in fact not enough people to create a full circle. The isal kadaitach b'doloi gavir askin. Because if we're talking about a case where there is a full circle around him, mighty boyle, that never would have been a question. What would be the question? Rav Chisda never would ask that question. Because ha'omar Rav, halacha k'Rabbi Gamliel, b'dir v'sar v'svina, because Rav, who Rav Chisda would follow, held like Rabbi Gamliel in all the cases of Dir Basar and Sfino. So last week we discussed the Sfina case. But the case is, even if you end up in a pen, meaning you end up in the middle of Shabbos inside a area that you didn't have, that wasn't considered your Mokoyim before Shabbos, but now it is because the Goyim put you there, that's the case. And we consider that entire cage, that entire area, to be your Dalet Amos. So here also, if you have people that surround you, we're going to consider that entire area to be your Dalet Amos. And once it's your Dalet Amos, now you could walk that whole area and you'll walk back into the Tchum. So since he paskins that way, so that would never have been a suffix. So must be that the case over here is that we're talking about that you didn't have enough people to create a full mechitza around you. But the Rabbi Lozami Ba'ilei, and your question is whether we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer, meaning that you're only two amos outside of the tchum. And the question is, do we say that that's okay? Because Rabbi Eliezer said within two amos outside the tchum, you could walk back into the tchum. So that was his question, and he was saying no. And his answer was, no, create this circle around the person so he could walk back in. Dekanami, de ka'omar le yikones. Because his answer was, create this scenario for him so that he's able to come back into the tchum. So ma yikones, what does it mean that he should come back in? Lav, it must be b'deloy mechitza, without a mechitza. Because as Rashi explains, if he had a mechitza, you wouldn't be considering that coming back in. You'd be in the tchum, because you just walk the full area, the full surrounded area, and then you'd end up being in the tchum, and you'd just be there. By the fact that we allow you to, yikonis means to enter, means from one rishos into another rishos, that indicates that you were in fact outside the tchum, And since you're only within 2 amas, we're going to allow you to walk back from outside the tchum into the tchum. Eisvei, let's ask a question. Eisvei, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak l'Rava. So he asked him a question. Nafal doifna, if the case was that your wall, this is talking about a sukkah, if your wall fell down, lo yamid ba odom behema v'kelim, you shouldn't put a person there, an animal there, or kelim, some utensils, to create a wall. Lo yaskif es hamita, and you shouldn't stand the bed up, meaning if a bed normally is flat, it doesn't create a wall. If you stand it up on its side, it creates a wall. Lifritz alei sadan, and then you'll put a sheet on top of it, and that will create a wall. You're not allowed to do that. Lefi she'ein oisin oyel arai betchila b'yontif. You're not allowed to create a wall on Yontif for the first time. Vein tzarach lamid b'Shabbos, and certainly you can't do that on Shabbos. So that's what he said. So he said, I don't understand. How did you allow these people to go out there and create a wall? According to this Mishnah, you see that you're not allowed to create a wall on Yontif, and certainly not on Shabbos. So Amalei, so Rava answered him, At Amrisli Meha, you bring this brisa that says you're not allowed to do it. V'ano amina lucha meha, and I'm going to tell you from the following brisa that says you are allowed to do it. Because it says, Oisa adam es chaveire doifin, I can make my friend, I could use him as a wall, kedei sheyoichel v'yishta v'yashin, so that I can go to sleep, so that I can eat, drink, and go to sleep. This is talking about in a sukkah, and as Rashi points out, those are the three elementary mitzvahs of sukkah. And we see that I am allowed to purposely stand my friend there to create a wall. And similarly, v'yaskif es hamita, and I can put up my bed, in other words, lean my bed on its side to create a wall, v'yifres alei asadin, and I'll put a sheet over it, kedei sheloi tipol chama alamei, so that it should block the sun from a deceased, from a corpse, because you don't want the sun on the corpse, really makes it disgusting. So you're allowed to put the bed there to protect the person. V'ala oichlin, and also to protect food that's on the side. So kasha na'adadi, but if in any event, these two brises now create a stira. In one case it says, I am allowed to put a person there as a wall, in the second brise. In the first brise said, I'm not allowed to use a person as a wall as my sukkah. So the Gemara answers, loy kasha, it's not a contradiction, it's two different shitas. Har Rebbe Lezer, har Rabbanan. It's machlekes Rebbe Lezer and Rabbanan. At the time we learned in the Mishnah, similar concept. This is the end of Masechet Shabbos. If a person has something that is used to fill in a window, so a window is an open space, and if you're going to fill it in, that should be similar to binyan. You're building on Shabbos. So what's the case when it's mutter? Rabbi Lozer Omer Bizman Shekosher V'Taloi. If the item that you're going to use, your window frame or something that you're going to use, your shades are already connected to the wall, they're tied. And they're hanging, meaning they're not lying on the ground, so they're hanging from the window. Poikin kimboy, you're allowed to do that lichatchilu, you're allowed to fill in the wall, you're allowed to cover the window on Shabbos. Then lav, but if they're not either attached or hanging, ain poikin kimboy, you're not allowed to use that to fill in the window space. The chachamim oimrim, benkach lubenkach, poikin kimboy, and the chachamim say you are allowed to do. So now, we see that seems to be a machlokes, whether or not you're allowed to be moisif on an oihel on Shabbos. If there's already an existing wall, and now you're just going to add in an extra little bit to complete the wall, it seems, according to the Rabbanan, that it's mutter. And you can say the same thing is true over here also, that the wall already exists, so the person over here is able to, you're allowed to create a wall if it's just a moisif on an oil on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, 1 second, but let's see, is that really the same? Well, Itmar Allah, we learned on that, Amar Rabba Barachana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, we learned on the name of Rabbi Yochanan, HaKol Moidim She'en Oysen Oyel Arai B'tchilu B'yantif, Everybody would agree that you can't build a wall, that you can't create a wall for the first time on Yontif and Shabbos. That was never the machlokes. To create a wall is certainly aser. The only machlokes was you already have a wall and you have an open space and you're filling in the open space and you're adding on to it. That's where you have the machlokes. Rebbe Lezer Omer. That's where Rebbe Eliezer said ein moisif in b'Shabbos v'ein tzarach lamid b'yontif b'Shabbos. That you're not allowed to do this on Yontif and therefore you're also not allowed to do it on Shabbos. The chachamim omer moisifin. And the Chachamim say that b'Shabbos v'ein tzarach lamid b'yontif, that you are allowed to do this on Shabbos and certainly on Yontif. But that's again only a case where you had an existing wall and simply all you were doing was you were adding on and extending the existing wall. That's when it's going to be mutter. But our case over here was that your suggestion was you were going to create a wall by using these people. Where do you ever see that that's mutter? So the Gemara says, Eloi Kashi, you're right, it's not a machlokes Rabbanan or Rabbi Eliezer. Rather, Haka Reb Meir, Haka Reb Yehuda. It's a machlokes Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda whether or not using a person would be mutter. The Tanya. We learned in a different price. Here it says, let's say a person went ahead and he used an animal as a wall for his sukkah. So he had, we'll see, whether two walls, three walls, he had enough certain walls to the sukkah and he needed this to complete the sukkah. So Reb Meir, Poisel, Reb Meir says that that's not a good wall because he's afraid that the animal, Rashi says, the animal's going to run away, so you don't have a real wall. Reb Yehuda Machshir and Reb Yehuda says that it is a good wall. So how do we explain this? Reb Meir, the kapasel hasam, Reb Meir that says that I can't use that as a wall. Almalav mechitza. He holds that it's not really considered a wall. So hachashari, over here, he's going to say, therefore, in the case where I need to, let's say, protect the corpse from the sun, so I'm allowed to use this as a wall. And it's going to be mutter because he doesn't really define this as a real mechitza. Delav midika of it because I'm not really doing anything. It's by the fact that I consider the fact when the animal was there, I didn't have a kosher sukkah. That means I did not consider the animal a din mechitza. The animal wasn't considered a real wall. So therefore, when I put the animal in the way of my son to block the sun, that's also not considered having created a wall, and therefore it's not a problem. Or it doesn't create a sukkah for me, but at least it's not. I didn't do anything usher. Rabbi Yehuda, the Kamachshir, and Rabbi Yehuda that says that having the animal there, I did create a sukkah, the Kamachshir Hasam over there in the case of sukkah, Alma Mechitza, he considers a Mechitza, and Hacha Aser over here, he's going to be the one that's going to explain the first price that says that I'm not allowed to use an animal or a person as a wall. So again, this is also a completely different context, because here we're talking about, Rashi says that the Gemara anyway is not going to agree to this price, and the price itself is difficult because of other reasons, but meanwhile, the Gemara wants to suggest that we see that either you do consider an animal or a person a wall, and therefore if you hold that it's a wall, then you're not allowed to create it as a wall. But if you don't consider it's a wall, you can put it up to block. So the Gemara again says, let's see if that makes sense. But Tisbro, let's us explain. Amar d'shamas le the Reb Meir. When did Reb Meir say it's usser or rather mutter behema? He only said this about an animal because he was afraid that the animal is going to run away. So therefore, it's not considered a real wall. Did he ever say this about a person, that in other words, that if a person is standing there, it's not a real wall? A person, Rashi says, has das. And a person knows that if he's supposed to stand there, so it's creating a wall, he'll stay there. And therefore, we see that according to Reb Meir, it would be considered a wall, so why would it be mutter in our case? The su'anella, and another point is, Reb Meir aliba deman. Who is Reb Meir following that he says that the behema is a problem? Aliba de Rabbi Eliezer, if according to Rabbi Eliezer, lohoisef nami aser. How would Reb Meir, even if you want to say that according to Reb Meir, using a person is okay, who is he following? If he's following Rabbi Eliezer Shita that we quoted in the Brisa just before, Rabbi Eliezer says even to add on to an existing wall is aser. So Reb Meir would never be mater. That nobody holds that would be mutter. El aliba de Rabbanon. So you're going to say that we're going according to the Rabbanon Shita that say, oh, adding on to a wall, that's not going to be a problem. So Amadam Rabbanon Lahoisif. That's only because the Rabbanon say once again, you had an existing wall and you're trying to add on to that wall, so we're going to say, fine, that's okay. L'chatchil miyamar, did the Rabbanon, even the Rabbanon never agreed that you'd be allowed to create a wall. And once again, going back to our story, what's the story over here? That you're creating a wall by putting the person there, by putting these people in position to be a wall. So you're creating a wall for the first time. Nobody ever says that's mutter. So we're back to our original question. We don't have an explanation, first of all, why it was mutter, and second of all, how do we explain when you're allowed to use a person? So rather, we're going to say both prices are the Rabbanon Shita that say that you're allowed to add onto a wall. The Kelim HaKelim Loi Kasher. And when do we say, sometimes it's mutter to use Kelim and sometimes it's Aser. And how do you explain that? Ha B'doifin Shlishis, Ha B'doifin Revius. If you're using the kalim to create a third wall, now we all know that a sukkah is kosher if you have two walls and a little bit, so you're creating the third wall. So you're creating a sukkah. Even if it's just a mechitza, it's creating a din sukkah. It's making a hechsher sukkah. That's going to be usher. Even the Rabbanon but never agreed that moisef oil is going to be usher. However, they will agree that if you have a kosher sukkah, and this is again just adding on to the kosher sukkah, that's when the Rabbanon will say that it's going to be mutter. Dekanami, and I'll prove to you that this actually fits in precisely into the language, Diktani to the Lashon, Diktani, Nafal Doifna, if the wall fall down, that's when it's going to be mutter to use it, Shmami no. So we see again, it's only a concept, we're going according to the Rabbanan that hold that Moisif oil is mutter, and here the only hetter is because you're being Moisif, you're adding onto a wall. But to create a wall for the first time, the Rabbanan would never say that it's mutter. However, Ela Odom Odom Kasha. So by a person that you're going to create, you're going to have the person stand there so that they can be, as Rashi points out, so that they can make you have an existing kosher sukkah so that you can eat there. Nobody holds that it's mutter. So how do you explain this price up? That says that I can put my friend there so that I can eat, sleep, and drink. So the Gemara says, Odom ha'odom nami loy kasha. That also doesn't have to be difficult. Kan ledas, kan shaloy ledas, shaloy midas. When do we say that I can't use my a person as a wall? When I tell him, by the way, stand there to be a wall. So then he's making himself into a wall, that's going to be usur. But if I don't tell him why he's there, and he just happens to be standing there, and it turns out perfect, he's in the perfect position to be a wall, that's going to be a mutter, because then he's there already. And therefore, that's the case also, okay, and that's the case also that we're going to say that the people went out there, didn't realize that they were creating a wall for Rev Nehemiah, and that's why he was able to use them. Oh, but the Gemara says, but that's not really true. That's not what happened. V'had de Rev Nehemiah, v'rei de Rev Chaniloi, l'das havei. The people over there were told to go there to create a wall. So l'chayr, there was das, and they knew that they were making themselves into a wall. It should have been aser. So Gemara answers, no, shalom midas havei. They didn't know. The people were told, go out there, stand around, help Rav Nehemiah out. And they were standing there. They didn't realize that they were creating a wall. So the Gemara says, Rav Chista mi oladas havei. At least Rav Chista, who suggested this, who went out there with them, he knew that he was creating a wall, so why was it mutter? The Gemara answers also, Rav Chista shalom min aminyan havei. Rav Chista was not really one of the people who was the wall. He just told the group of guys to go out there and say, guys, hey, why don't you stand around over here? It would be very nice if you just stand around me a little bit. And he didn't actually create the wall. Everybody else created the wall. And they were shaloi ladas. And then it turned out, hey, look at this. You have a wall. So now, once there is a wall and the people aren't doing it for the sake of being a wall, they just happen to be a wall. So then that's the case where it's going to be mutter. So now, just an interesting machlaikis over here, whether or not, did these people who were using themselves as a wall, when did they realize that they were being a wall? So the Ritva points out that as long as they didn't know that they were being used as a wall when they created the wall, even if they know about it later, after the fact, or even during the time, they realize, hey, look at this, we're creating a mechitza, that's okay according to the Ritva, but as long as they didn't know when they made themselves into the wall to be in that position in the first time. But just la halacha, the Ramah paskins, that something like this, using this Eitzah without telling people what they're doing, and then there'll be a wall, and then you'll have an idea, that's only b'shas hadchak. The Ramah paskins la halacha, that's only b'shas hadchak. That's not something that you could do, like for example, if it would be convenient, you want to go to visit someone's house on Shabbos afternoon, so you make yourself say, I can't move my baby carriage, so I'll just get a group of 10 people to stand around me, and now I'll have a mechitza, and I'll stroll my baby carriage that way. The Ramah would never hold that that's mutter, because that's not considered b'shas hadchak. Okay. The next case of the Gemara is Hanu b'nei Ganono. This is also going to be Nageya. There were these gardeners, the Iilu Maya b'mechitza shel b'nei Adam. So what they would do is, they wanted to get water out of the well, so they would create a circle of people around the well, and then they would draw water out of the well. Nigdinhu Shmuel. Shmuel gave them Malkus. He held that was wrong. Amar im amru shaloi midas, yamru ladas. Just because we said that when people don't realize what they're doing, they end up being a wall, that's okay. That never meant to say that when they do it purposely, that they can create a wall. So that's what they were doing. They were doing it purposely. They were creating a wall so that they can pull out the water. That's not mutter. Hanu zike, there were these barrels, the havishadyan beristika, that they were strewn across the Rishus Harabim, the Mechuzah in the streets of Mechuzah. Bahadida also Rava mipirkei, they were there while Rava was leaving his shir. So there were a lot of people around him. Ailinu nihilei. So they carried the barrels. They said, wow, there's 100 people over here. We create a wall. They were able to pick up. There wasn't considered there was a wall around them. So they picked up the barrels and they carried it to his house. The Shabbat Achrina, the next Shabbos, boya alinhu. So the next Shabbos, they wanted to do the same thing. They said, oh, let's do this again. We could carry in this area. Va'asur lehu. And he said, then that now it's not permitted. Why? Dehavalei kiladas. Because now you're doing it. Now you're doing it with knowledge. The first time, just the people were a lot of people there, so it worked out perfectly. Now you're doing it because you think every Shabbos they're there, so that's considered knowledge. Va'aser. So therefore, it's going to be aser. Levi a'ilu le'tivna. Again, Rashi says this is only the first time when people didn't chap what they were doing. He would carry wheat because he had people surrounding him. Ze'iri asbestos. He would carry asbestos. Rav Simi bar Chia Maya, he would carry water. Again, this is all in a case where people didn't realize that they were creating a circle and they were creating a mechitza, and then it's going to be mutter. And the Meiri points out that the case over here is that this is only, again, if they're doing it betzina, that nobody really knows what they're doing. That's why it's mutter. The moment people realize what you're doing, So then he held even more chomer, even more machmer than the Ritva and more machmer than the Ramah. Once people know what you're doing, it's going to be aser. It's only mutter as long as it's betzina. You're doing it individually. You're the one who's carrying, and nobody else realizes that they're creating the mechitza. So then it's mutter. The moment other people know and it's perfahesya, so then that's not considered a real wall, and it's going to be aser. Okay, so the maskonas haGemara is, just to reiterate, it's only mutter to use people as a mechitza and as a wall only if there is, it's shaloi ladas, that the people who are creating the wall don't know that they're being used as a wall. Either at first they don't know they're being used as a wall, or even possibly later that they don't know at the time they're being used as a wall, that they created the wall. Next Mishnah. Mi sheyotza birishus. So somebody who had permission, let's say, for example, they work on Atzala, so they had to go outside of the tchum. Va'omru loy kvarnasa maisim. And then they told him, they told him, oh, we don't need you anymore. They call it off. There's no reason for you to go. Kfar Nasa Maisa, right, that whatever was needed to be taken care of was taken care of already. Yesh loy alpayim amo l'cho ruach. So now he has 2,000 amos from wherever he's standing. And the Gemara is going to explain exactly where he's located at the time. He has 2,000 amos from where he is. Im hoye b'soichat chum. And similarly, if he never ended up leaving, so he has 2,000 amos to walk, and he only went so far 1,000 or 1,500 amos. He never left the tchum. It's as if he never left the tchum, meaning this his new place is not where he starts measuring from, but rather his old place where he started from, because he never really left that area. This is another halacha we'll discuss later, that if the reason why they left was to do hatzalas nefashos, they're allowed to go back to where they came from, because we're afraid that people will otherwise not go to be matzal mefashos on Shabbos. Okay, but the main point from this Mishnah is the idea that if you're told in the middle that you don't need to go all the way and now you're stuck, the question is, where do you now measure your tchum from? Where you started from the beginning of Shabbos or where you are right now? So the Gemara asks, Mayim hoye b'toicha tchum t'chilu lo yotza. What do these words mean, that if I'm still within the tchum of my original tchum, it's as if I never left? So Omar Rabba. So Rabba wants to explain Hachi Kamar. This is what he meant to say. Im hoye b'toich tchum shaloi. If I'm still within my original tchum, ki ilu lo yotza mitchum beisoi dami. It's as if I never left the tchum of my house. Meaning, even though I walked a thousand amis already, and the halacha, the first half of the Mishnah said that wherever you tell me to stop, that's where my new tchum is. That's not true in a case where I never left the tchum in the first place. I'm still considered within my original tchum, and I measure everything as if I never left my house. So the Gemara says, Pshita, if I never left my tchum, of course I would. I'm still measuring within my regular tchum. So the Gemara says, no, ma detema, I would have thought hoyl va'okar. Okar, since I left my house with the understanding that I'm going to be in a new place, and now it turns out that I didn't have to go all the way, but lamaisa, I left where I was. So I would think that my old makayim is not where I'm located for the Shabbos. Kamash Malon, no. Kamash Malon, that it is still considered as if I am where I originally started from, even though in my mind, when I left it, I thought I wasn't coming back. So according to Rabba, the Pashup Shad in Rabba is that once I left, you would think that I lose my original tchum. Kamash Malon, no. If I never left that tchum, everything goes back to the way it was in the first place. Rav Simi Bar Chiya Omar, Rav Simi Bar Chiya gives a different shot. Hachi Kamar, this is what the Mishnah means to say. Im hoyu tchumim shenosnu loy chachomim muvloyim b'toicha tchum shaloy ki ilu loyotza mitchumoy. He says like this, if where I am now overlaps the area that I originally started from, so let's just, for argument's sake, say the following. I have a house, and 2,000 amos away is a post. So it's a post. It's a city, the city limits, 2,000 amos away. And then I am now currently 2,500 amos away. I went outside the tchum. But if I give my new place where I am now, if I have 2,000 amos in each direction from where I'm standing right now, so then I clearly can walk back. It overlaps the original 2,000 amos that I was originally given, because I'm only 500 amos away from the city limits, so I could clearly walk back to the city limits. So Rav Simi says that pshat is like this, that if where I was told, I did leave the tchum, I definitely left the tchum, and now I'm told you don't have to go all the way, you could stop where you are, so I measure my 2,000 amos from where I am now. Since that overlaps my original tchum, I'm able to walk back all the way to my house, and I'm able to go back to where I was lichatchila, and start over again. So there's two pshatim in Rashi. Either that means that I now have the 2,000 amos I originally have, plus I have the 2,000 amos that I was given now because I stopped in the middle of the way. Or what it means to say is that I have the right to go back into my house, and once I go back to my house, then I have back the tchum as if I never left my house in the first place. But once I'm back to my house, I don't have the other 2,000 amos that I had from where I was told. Those are the two pshatim in Rashi. But either way, the idea is that according to Reb Simi, once I left the tchum, I'm able to go back into the original, back to where I was, because it overlaps my original tchum. So what would be the machlokes? And Rabba says, according to the second pshat in Rashi, that once I left the tchum, it would be too late. Or rather, the first pshat in Rashi. Once I left my tchum, I can't go back into my tchum. I get 2,000 amos from where I am. However, the explanation of the Mishnah was that I never left my original tchum. So, b'mayka miflugi, what would be the machlokes? Mar sava havlos tchum emilzihi. According to Reb Simi, the fact that they overlap, that's something, it means that they all become like one big tchum. Umar sava lav milzihi. And Rabba would hold that it's not something. So once I'm out of the tchum, I have a new 2,000 amos, and that's where I'm located. However, the case of our Mishnah was that you actually never left the tchum, so that's why I have back my old tchum, and I don't have to worry about the fact that in my mind I thought I left my tchum. I could still go back to my house because I'm still within the original 2,000 amos. Okay, so we'll do a few more lines here. Amalei Abaye le Rabba. So Abaye says to Rabba, again, Rabba's the one who says that there's a concept of that there is no concept of overlapping tchum. So Abaye says to him, Va'at lo tizbro da'avlo tchum emilzi. You don't agree that sometimes we do consider the fact that they overlap to count for something? Uma ilu shavas b'ma'oro. What if you ended up starting Shabbos in a cave? As Rashi says, a typical cave has two entrances. Shebetoichai arba alofim. That happens to be that this cave on its floor, the floor of the cave is a distance a whole 4,000 amas. Va'algaga pachis me'arba alofim ama. But the roof of this cave, on top of the cave, there's less than 4,000 amas. So, meaning the walls are slanted so that the entrance of the cave comes up with the east entrance and the west entrance are really less than 2,000 amas away from each other. So now everybody agrees that I have 2,000 amos from my east entrance, 2,000 amos to the east, and everybody agrees that my west entrance, I have another 2,000 amos from my west. Now what if I decide that I want to walk all the way from the east entrance all the way to the west without going back into the cave? I want to walk straight across the top. So nimtza, it comes out, mahalech eskula v'chutzalai alpayim amos. I could walk across the top of the cave, which is less than 4,000 amos, but more than 2,000 amos from one entrance to the other entrance is more than 2,000 amos away. Everybody would agree that I could walk across the top of the cave and I don't need to bother going back inside the cave, walking through the cave and then back out the other entrance. So must be, if you can visualize the picture for yourself on the roof, from the east entrance to the west entrance on the roof is, let's say for argument's sake, 3,000 amos away. So I get 2,000 amos because my entrance on the east gets me 2,000 amos. Plus, by the time I'm 2,000 amos away, I'm now also within 2,000 amos of the west entrance. So there's a concept they overlap, and therefore I can walk the entire distance, even though lemaisa I'm walking more than 2,000 amos in one shot. So even Rabba would agree that there is a concept of overlapping tchumim count as one tchum. So the Gemara will stop with this. Amar lei. Don't you agree that there's a difference between a case where I had mechitzos before Shabbos and that created my tchum versus a case where I was on the road? In the case of our Mishnah, I was on the road and I was told to stop walking and that's what created a new tchum. That new tchum doesn't count, even if it is within 2,000 amos of my old tchum. But that new tchum doesn't count as a mokum shvisa together with my old mokum shvisa where I started Erev Shabbos to be considered one tchum. If I started that way before Shabbos, so I created, before Shabbos, I created that whole tchum, including the tchum on top of my house, so that it was all considered one tchum, because that's how my mokum shvisa created a distance of 8,000 amas, the 2,000 amas all the way to the west and the 2,000 amas all the way to the east, and whatever was on top. So that overlap was created from before Shabbos. But if it, I was trying to create that situation on Shabbos, that's where Rava would disagree and say that there's no concept of overlapping tchum on that from before Shabbos. Or rather, to create an overlapping tchum, to create more than 2,000 amos worth of tchum on Shabbos, and that's going to be the difference. All right, we'll stop over here because then the Gemara goes on to a different point.